This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In case you missed the sad news this morning, Grumpy Cat is dead. The grumpy-looking cat that spawned one of the best-known memes out there passed away from complications from a urinary tract infection at the age of 7. Some days, her owners wrote on Instagram, are grumpier than others. Grumpy Cat was an empire. She had an agent, merchandise, even a movie. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, that is getting harder for a meme to do.
Tartar Sauce was born in Arizona back in 2012. She had a permanent frown due to feline dwarfism, and when a photo was posted of her on Reddit, Grumpy Cat, the star, was born.
She definitely struck a chord.
Christina Hanganu-Bresch is associate professor at the University of the Sciences.
She had this physical appearance of disaffection, of, you know, that we felt instantly bonded to, and I'm thinking that she was free to express a negative emotion that we are not usually free to share.
Within a year, Grumpy Cat had a book and was on the cover of New York Magazine. She had licensing deals and royalties, eventually a movie. Grumpy Cat's fame came at a time when the internet was perhaps a little less saturated. Michael Soha is a senior lecturer at the University of New Hampshire.
I think there was a lot more positive excitement and almost giddiness around social media, this thing that we could share.
Soha says it'd be harder for one specific meme to get that same level of recognition today.
There just is a lot more culture happening today online, and I think it's a little bit less novel.
Memes are also harder to monetize today.
They've become very, very ephemeral.
Kate McKean is vice president at the Howard Moorheim Literary Agency.
Memes can last 24 hours or a week and a half, and that's the life of that meme.
So by the time a brand has geared up to profit off of a meme these days, the meme's done. Back then, memes stuck around longer. Plus, Grumpy Cat was an actual cat who could make real appearances. McKean says she straddled the line between meme and influencer early on.
Influencers have kind of taken spaces that memes used to monetize and have changed the game.
Grumpy Cat's owners haven't said how much wealth she brought in during her 7 years. But after a lawsuit, a coffee company that had used the cat's image for marketing without permission had to award Grumpy Cat's owners $710,000. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.